let's also, if you want to finish up, which is the relationship between the Tzur Tmeias Ha'orim and the din of the Shvua Mechitah. And what we left off with was the fact that there seems to be two opinions in Rishonim, two stages of Tosos, of day number one of Tosos and day number two of Tosos, regarding the question, does the existence of a Tzur Tmeias Ha'orim make it inevitable, just itself, determine that there can be no Chiyuv Shvua on the Chitim, the reason being that if there's no Chiyuv on the Sa'orim, that means there's no Hadah, and if there's no Hadah, there's no Chiyuv Shvua on the Mitzvahs, right? So, we saw that on that issue, Beya number one of those, this is the beginning of the Tosos, both Kama and Shvuos, assumed that the Rapashev, that was the case, and therefore, you can conclude, Bal Korchenu, there have been Gamliel, who's Mechayiv Shvua, must disagree with the Rav Arnasan. He thinks that there is no Ptur Midas Ma'orim. He thinks that you're Chayiv Midas Ma'orim. Had he thought that you were Ptur Midas Ma'orim, like Rav Arnasan, you could not have been Mechayiv Shvua, regardless of whether or not he darshan to or that. If there's just no Chiyuv, you know, to be moded to, so there's no Moded Mitzvahs, there's no Chiyuv Shvua. The second stage of Tosos, they disagree. So that we discussed and we analyzed last time. What I want to discuss now is the question which emerges on the view of Tosos on day number one of Tosos, right? The view according to which, right, we say that a Ptur Sa'orim negates the very possibility of having a Chiyuv Shvua on the Chitim. So the question that then emerges on this day is, so then why is the Ptur Mishvua that we derive from Sukkim not simply superfluous? Right? This is what I'm calling the problem of superfluity here.
I thought it would be easier just to get in front of you.
In lieu of a platform. Yeah, so that's the question. Why is this not simply superfluous? Once you know Rabbi Barnasa, right? So you know your Ptur Midas Ha'orim, and it's true that you cannot have a Ptur Midas Ha'orim and still be Chayav Shvua Nechitim, so forget who or Zeh, you don't need it. You just have a Ptur just on that reason alone. So why does this not make the whole discussion of the Ptur Shvua superfluous? That's essentially the question. And this precise question is raised by the Ma'ari Katz, which people bad says, right? His language, this is, I'm on page two here, right? His language is, Tamali, the Manda Amar, the Afmi, Mesa Ormi, Karabah Varnas, the Berek Maniyas, Leko Dakwal. And that's a question because if it's true, the assumption is, right, that, so then there'd be no Chiyuv Shvua regardless. So, right, this is a Shvua Mishum Hodah B'mitzas. If you hold the Karabah Varnas, there is no Hodah. And that's a problem, not because it goes against the din, but because it makes the reason for the din that is given in the Gemara is completely superfluous. There's no need to darshan anything. We just know this anyway. So that's the question. Now, one way to answer that question would be to find a hechitimtzi of a case where the Ptur Mishvua applies, yet even Rabbi Bar Nassan will agree that there's a chiyuv damim for the Tmeias Ha'orim. Right? Do we have such a case?
How would that prove? If we're saying that the Ptur Mishvua is
explain why it's not superfluous. No, why it's not superfluous. This is a big problem, right? We don't want to have superfluous, right? You know, why is the Gemara bothering the Darshan? There could be no Yeshua because there's no Hadav and Mitzvah. We're accepting the premise that that's the case, that if there's no Chiv Advance Orim, that means there's no Hadav, which means there's no Yeshua and the Mitzvah. So if that's true, so then forget the whole question of the Tur Mishua, not a Tur Mishua, you Darshan, you don't Darshan. It doesn't matter. Follow us in? That's a problem. Because the Gemara does bother to tell us that the pasuk came to tell us, right? So one way to answer this question is to say that there's a hechitimtzi where the Ptur Mishvua based on the pasuk applies, where Rabbi Bar Nassan agrees, even he thinks you're chayav bedamim, in which case you would not have been able to potter, had the Torah not bothered to come and tell us as a Ptur, you would have said in that case you're chayav Shvua because there is a Hodah. So for that you need the pasuk, right, that tells us that there's a Ptur Shvua Hodah Shalom in a time. But do we have such a case? According to anybody? No, as far as I know. I mean, well, that's the Rabbanan, meaning as opposed to whether Rishonim Gamliel is Rishonim Gamliel. There's different gear styles in the Rishonim by then. Whether it was Rishonim Gamliel or Rishonim Gamliel. So he has, for his Rishpag, he's already Rishonim Gamliel. Yeah, that's because they have the ones that have the Rishonim Gamliel. So already you do have such a case according to one day, and that is the case of Pinas Chidim Sa'orim Behodal Abethim. Right? Tanis Kidim Zor Hodl Bechem. So we saw in our Gemara that Mim, right? That that's a machlokes Amorayim. Rechi Bar Abba held that Tanis Lo Bechidim Visor Hodl Bechem. And he thinks in that case the Ptur Mishvua applies. There too you're Pater. Whereas Shmua held there you're not Pater. There you're Chaya, Shmua. Okay? But Aliba de Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, which, can I remember, I think I discussed this. Have you guys read that? Some Rishonim seem to think that it would be passing like that. Most don't. But either way, according to that Shita, so let's think about it. In that case, you have a Ptur Shvua. Is there a Chiyuv? Are you Chayav Demands Orm Lithi Rabba or not? In that case? What? Yeah. How do you know? Where is it? I guess the Chidim Sa'orim. Yeah. So he says, in that case, you're Pater Mishvua. What about the Tashlumin? Why? Why do you say that? Where do you say that?
It's Menatayna, so I wouldn't. The reason why I say you're Pater Mishvua is because
you're Pater Mishvua.
You're Pater Mishvua in the first case because you only.
No, tell me this case. The same case. Tanel Bechidim Misa'orim. So he says, in that case, you have a Ptur Shvua Midin Hadal Milo Minatana. What about the din of the Sa'orim? Are you Chayav in the Sa'orim? So do we say Rabba Bar Nasan? What?
In the logic of it, there's no Mechila and there's no Hadal.
Okay, very good. So first of all, who addresses this? Who says it's a Rapasha that, of course, there's no Chita Shulman, even with Rabba Bar Nasan in that case? Tosfos, right? Tosfos. In Bava Kamma, bring it up in their context, not for us for now, I'm not going to mention it now, but Tosfos in their context happen to point out that there is a clear case where you have a Ptur Shvua without a Ptur Damim, right? This is Tosfos in Bava Kamma, one of the AMVs. They say, Hamrin Mishuas of the Yanin, Tano Chidim Sa'or, Mahalo of Echamahim, Pater, Vahasam Vada Lukul Ayama Chayim. Meaning Chayim, what? Chayim Bimei Sa'or. Chayim Bimei Sha'anel. Vahilachim Pater Mishuwa. Now, where do you know that from? Where did they get it from? That they're your chayiv? Sam, now your answer. Is there a Gemara that says that? I mean, Gemara doesn't address that question. What did Rav Nassim think in that case? Let's say Lu Yitzuyar. We don't know where Rav Nassim agreed, who agrees with. But Lu Yitzuyar, he agreed with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Does it say the Gemara anywhere that Rav Nassim would say in that case, you're still chayiv? No. Where did Tosfos get it from?
The reason for the.
I thought about it. Yeah. Think about it. There's three potential reasons for Rabba, right? This is the issue number two on right? The Tur Dam. Right, either it's because the Tobeya in not claiming the Sa'orim is being Mochal and Sa'orim, or it's because the Tobeya in not claiming the Sa'orim is being Modeh that he's not with Sa'orim, or it's because in not claiming the Sa'orim when the Modeh is Modeh B'Sa'orim, it's a Hodavli Tviya. All three of those make no sense whatsoever in the case of your Tainal Chitin B'Sa'orim. So Tosa says, so it's never Pashut, it's obvious, you don't need a Gemara for this, you just know Vadai, right, that in that case, Rav Nassim will agree, there's no din of Ptur Damim, you are Chayiv in that case. V'af HaPichein, you have a Ptur Shvua. Right? So that seems obvious. And then what we would say is, for them, you have an easy answer to the questions of superfluity. Right? It's not superfluous. It's not always true that you're going to be Pater Mi D'Mas Orim. It happens to be. In many cases, you are. But the Ptur Shvua is not dependent on that. If the Ptur Shvua had not been based on this pasuk, not based on an independent din of Hoda Shalom Minatayna Patering Mishvuas when the mixas, and it was only based on the fact that when you're Patering Mishvuas or Mishvuas, there's no Hoda and there's no Chishvuas when the mixas, if that were true, then it would not have applied, the Ptur would not have applied in the case of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Tainas Chidim Bisorim, Hoda Lo Bisorim, because you're Chayiv Sorim, and nonetheless, he thinks you're Patering Mishvuas. That's because you have a pasuk. Right? So there's a clear justification for the need for this Ptur Shvua. Aliba de Rechi Bar Abba. Okay.
What's the tour again here? The tour is only been a.
Lomi Minatayna. Right?
Why is that a Minatayna in this case? Even if it's too.
Well, as we discussed at the time, and we'll get to this soon again, the reason is because that view held that the Chiddush of Hodash Lomi Minatayna, the Pasuk in Patering Shua in that case, is saying that it's not every Hodah that meets the Taina which is the Chayavis. The way we formulated it, we actually get two formulations, but roughly speaking, the Hoda cannot dispute the Taina regarding the minim of, that it's owed. It's only Hoda which acknowledges every min that the Taina claims is owed, but just thinks differently about how much that is Mechayev, but not a Hoda which while being Modet, doesn't agree about some meaning or some things that the Kohen claims is open. Right? That's what we said as an explanation for that Shita. So that therefore, right, that's the Chiddush HaPasuk, that you don't have a Shvua there. Of course, you'd be Chayav Damim. So therefore, you needed the Ptur, right? Because otherwise, you wouldn't have had it, you would have been fine. Okay. But the question remains, right, for the other Shita, for Shmuel. Because it's not at all clear that we do have some discrepancy, Lemanda Amar, that in that case, you're Chayav Shmuel. Right? He thinks that that's not a case of Dashon Minatai, not for the Shmuel either. So it's not at all clear to Shmuel that there is any such case where you are Pater Mishvua, but Chayav B'dmei Asorim, and therefore the question then reemerges, so then why does the Torah need to tell us that you're Pater? It's completely superfluous. Right? Now, the way I read Mari Katz, you tell me what you think, right? You guys all saw already. So the way I read him, I thought he was giving an astonishing answer. I then saw that the Mosadar of Cook indicated in their punctuation that they read him a little differently, but I'm not sure exactly. I think that while what I thought he was saying is pretty astonishing, if you take the Mosadar of Cook's implicit punctuation, I just find it inexplicable. Take a look. But what does it sound like his answer to this question is? This is the Yesh Lomar. So Tana Kama, meaning the Rabbanim who have a tour, Hodah Shlom Min HaTaina. So I gave the punctuation of my punctuation. What?
It's only necessary for Chiddush, meaning it's only necessary for Tana.
Well, that's clearly true, because it's only he who has the Pasuk, and only he darshans the Pater from Meshua, Ringomina does. No, Rav Gamliel, again, this is Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel, who is Mechayiv Shvua B'Sa'or. I'm sorry, Mechayiv Shvua in every case of Tana Sfitim with Hoda
Sa'or. He thinks Mechayiv Shvua for Sa'or.
No, he thinks you're Chayiv. No, he thinks that you're. He, I mean, on Sa'or, the Mari Katz assumes, like those do initially, that on Sa'or he'll be Mechayiv. But the point is, again, my focus is on Rabbanan, who have it to Shvua for Hadash Lomina Taina, as opposed to Ring Gamliel, and Darshan that to her from the Pasuk, he says, so why is it necessary? A Libam, meaning they who agree with Rabbi Bernasson, according to Rabbi Bernasson at least, right? There's no Chiyah for the Sa'orim, and then there's no Hadah anyway, so why do you need a Pasuk? That's the question that he's addressing, and he says, the Latana Kama, meaning those who Darshan this Pasuk. So what does he sound like he's saying? What do you guys believe in saying?
That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk.
What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk?
The fact that you're
Pater
even
in Sa'orim. So that's what I read it as. The he gufa, right? The he gufa. What is the he here? It's referring to the fact that you're Pater mid mei Sa'orim. I can't believe the mandam are afi mei Sa'orim that you're Pater. So he's saying he gufa is what the pasuk is mechadish.
Sure.
Then you have a tour. Now dimishum is saying, and therefore once you have. Right, the mishum the pater abin neisorim in came like a hoda. Once you have it that your pater abin neisorim and then there's no hoda, so then nemela you're going to be pater mishua. That's how I read it as saying really the chiddush of pasuk we've sort of read the sugya incorrectly the whole time. We right, our number one we broke the topic into three, right? So the first one was the tur mishua. We should have really started with the dmei saorim because that's really where the action is. The pasuk is commenting on the saorim. The pasuk is saying you're not chayav for saorim in this case. Once we know that, in the chinami, it follows in Mela, right, that there can be no Shvua because there's no Adah. That's why I read him. And that's astonishing because Gemara always quotes it in the context of Shvua, right? The Pasuk is quoted in the context of being Poter Mishvua. I think, if I'm understanding correctly, that what he's suggesting, it sounds like, this is Mari Katz, right? He's saying that there's an ellipsis here. It's sort of like the Ramban sort of Nachla, the way. Not the words of Ramban is that there's an unspoken, even the Yerusha Sa'achim is always going through the fathers, which the Pasuk doesn't need to repeat it. It's like the way this is working is we happen not to be mentioning how it's working. I mean, the Ptur Shvua is actually not directly what the Pasuk is addressing. Even when we're reading, you know, the Sugya on art in our Gemara, which doesn't address Sa'orim at all, or if you're commenting above Metzia, which in the beginning, right, on Daf Hei, which also doesn't address Sa'orim. You just should know that when talking about a Ptur Shvua, it's just based on Rabbi Bernasson's point, which is that your Pater means Mea Sa'orim. Why? Because the Pasuk says you're Pater. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Once you're Pater from the Mea Sa'orim, so there's no Hadah, so how can you be Chayav B'Mitzvos? Where's the Hadah B'Mitzvos? There's no Hadah B'Mitzvos, and therefore, Pater Mishvua Memela. That's sort of the ellipsis here. It's a huge ellipsis. The Ptur Shvua is just an aftermath of what the actual din is, which is a Ptur Mea Sa'orim. That's what I read him as. a tremendous chiddush, and then explains Rav Shmuel Gamliel the mechayi b'sorim. Rav Shmuel Gamliel doesn't darshan the pasuk and thinks therefore your chayi b'sorim. So meila, I mean the shvu is not the issue. It happens to be that of course then he will be mechayi b'shvu because for him there's no reason not to. You after all have a hodah hamechayevus. How do you, why do you have a hodah? Because he doesn't read the pasuk is pottering you for saor. This is how I read it, which I think makes sense. I mean it's coherent. But it just, it's not so clear exactly how it addresses. I mean, it's just, it's a huge chiddush. It ends up being Ikar Chasim in a Sefer. What?
According to this, Rav Shmuel Gamliel thinks that the Hodah is a Chayav Yud HaShvu.
That's the main point, is that he does not, and why? I mean, he doesn't, the Machlokas of the Drasha is now Machlokas about, is there a Ptur Dmeis Arim? Rabbanan Darshan, Ki Hu Zet, why do you need the extra Zet? You don't really need who? Chad, the Hodah, Min Shalom in a Taina, that's what they need, not the Shvua. It's saying Chad Hodah Shalom Tanya is not mechayevus mama. It's not mechayevus you for the Dmei Asa'orim. Okay, that's all it says. Once it says that, the Rabbanan will say, okay, so then you have no Shua. You have no, I'm sorry, you have nobody mechayev Shua because you need Hodah and Mitzvah Tanya. Rabban Gamliel, who doesn't darshan the Zeh in order to tell you, right, that he doesn't darshan the Zeh is saying there's no Chiyah for the Dmei Asa'orim. He thinks you are chayev Dmei Asa'orim. Right? So then, as the aftermath is simply Memela, you're going to be chayev Shua because you have a perfect case of a double mitzvah design. Right? So, that's what I read him saying. The Mosar Kook, I think, seems to have read him a little differently, but I admit, I'm not sure exactly what then it would mean. I think if I don't get a chance to check again, but the footnotes I thought, the Mahir Pandit Akhron, who seems to have taken him a different way. And the way they take him is take the comment out of where I put it, right? Where I put it is, Vejom Adilatana Kama, Higufa Amishman and Kra. Come. And that was the point, is that that's exactly the man's arm is what the pasuk is teaching. He reads it as no. As the Yishomar de Latana Kama, the Latana Kama, he goofa ashmin and kra, the mishum de patra of Mesar, you can like Oda. So what the pasuk is teaching you on this view, if you take out the Kama, this is how you'd read it, is, I think, that because you're patra from the Mea Saorim, you're then, it's not considered to be a Oda, Mechael Shvua.
That's how we read it.
That's how you read it.
Yeah, I
meant so. So I'm not sure I follow that. I mean, the premise is that, right, the question number three, right, the Dinsa Omer Gamliel, essentially, what I called here issue number three, right, the question of, is it possible that you would be Patrim Meis Orim and still have a place to be, be able to be Mechayev Shvua on the Chitim, right, that what we're saying is that the Pasuk is actually not addressing Ptur Shvua, nor is it addressing really Dmei Asa'orim, it's addressing this point. That it's just letting you should know that if there's no, basically it's conditional. What the pasuk is saying, you should know, if there's no Dmei Asa'orim, then there's no Hodah, and you wouldn't be Chayav Shvua. Right? That's what it's saying. That what's the pasuk's chiddush here, on this view, is Ashmin and Kra, Dimishub the Pater. Now, how do we know we're Pater? Apparently because of Mechila, whatever, all those things are true. The pasuk is saying, given Rav Barnasin's din, you should know, then there's no Hodah to be Mechayev Yeshua. So the pasuk is not being Mechadesh, the Ptur Dmei Asa'orim, it's not even really being Pater, it's just telling you this fact that when you have no Chiyuv Asa'orim, then there's no Shvua. That seems to be even more difficult. Part of the reason I have trouble with this is this point that Tosa starts out with, right, that the Bari Ketz adopts too. This is day number one in issue number three, right? The issue of the wonderful Dinsa Omer Gamliel. Right? The idea that if you're Patur Min Dmei Asa'orim, so then you cannot be Chayav Shvua, that everybody who says it misvara. It's just axiomatic to them initially, right? That's true, because it makes sense. Because where's the Hodah that makes us on a Chayavis in order to be Chayav Yudhishvua? So it seems to me that the assumption that was true was just a svara. If you have nothing that's being mechayev you when you respond to it, so then there's no chiyuv b'mitzvah tana. He's saying that is gufo what the pasuk teaches you. It helps the superfluity point. The point is you didn't know that the absence of a chiyuv al demei asa'orim means that you can't have a shvua until you have the pasuk. We didn't know that. But yeah, why we didn't know that? I mean, if it's true, why do we know that? And if we didn't know that beforehand, why do we know it now? I think it makes more sense to read it my way, but habocher yivchar. Okay, so that's a Ma'ariv test. I think, however, we can give a different answer. I think you would imagine I'm not completely satisfied with what we've seen until now. I think there's perhaps a different direction to go. I think we would argue here, what we'd like to say, is the following. Right, the question again is, if it's true that the nitva is being patrimi d'mei asa'orim makes it inevitable that he's going to be patrimi shvua, so then why do we need the pasuk to tell us patrimi shvua? The answer I think we could suggest, we'd look into, is perhaps you don't know that he's patrimi d'mei asa'orim until you know that he's patrimi shvua. The pasuk's chiddush patering the shvua is what lets you know, or what gets the ball rolling, that you're patrimi d'mei asa'orim as well as an aftermath. I mean, once I know that, then you can conclude you're going to be patrimi d'mei asa'orim. And therefore, you cannot assume Ptur D'mei Asa'orim prior to the Pasuk, and hence you have no ability to say, well, we don't need the Pasuk. Right? Because the whole point you're saying is, if we know there's no D'mei Asa'orim, right? So then we know that there's no Shechi Yeshua. So then why do we need the Pasuk to tell us there's no Shechi Yeshua? The answer is, because you don't know there's no D'mei Asa'orim until you know there's no Shechi Yeshua. Right? You follow? That would be the structural way. Now, what would be the explanation of that? I think the most elegant, clearest, smoothest explanation of this is very simple. And that is, let's assume the third possibility regarding the Ptur Damim, the issue number two, right? What is the Yisod HaPtur Midnei Asa'orim L'Rabba Bar Nasan? The Yisod HaPtur is that there's simply no Hadas Baal Din to be Mechayev the Mitzvah, because Hadas Baal Din to Midnei Damim, that's only when the concession was in response to a Tviya. An unprompted concession, right? Hadas Me'atzmo Lav Shmei Hadas, it's not considered Hadas Baal Din. And therefore you're not Mechayev, right? That's the reason why there's no Chiyuv in the Asa'orim. Taking that, I think we can suggest something really simple in terms of explaining why it is that the tour damim depends on the tour mishua. And that is that the premise here of Rama, Rai, Shah, the third explanation of the tour damim, right, there's one premise which we discussed at the time, right, that hoda b'lit tefila is mechayev. So that happens to be my focus, but there are many general things. That's the principle. The second premise, though, was, and in this case, of hoda shalomi minataina, the hoda sa'orim is a hoda b'lit tefila. Here, I think we can say, well, how do you know that? That's not obvious at all, as we noted at the time. Right? I mean, the guy's coming and saying, you're chayev to pay him. You're coming up with a response according to which that is true. And then there's differences about the value, about exactly what it is that you're chayev. That seems to me to be a hodah to the taina. It comes subsequent in response, and it concedes. So this seems, I would have said, to be a hodah to the taina. And therefore, that should be mechayevus. How do we know that it isn't? So the answer is, because the pasuk says there's no chiv shvua. Now we're threading the needle. How does this make sense? Let's recall. We discussed that there are two possibilities in terms of understanding the yisod haptur mishvua for the anachite, right? The hodah shalom min hatayna. One possibility we said, because it's kovar kol, mashatana lo hadolo. Right? There are two different issues here. On the chitin, which is being claimed as kovar kol, so there's no chiv shvua. Alternatively, you say it's a din mesuyim, right? This is tor shvua, issue number one, on the sheet, right? Din mesuyim mechiyah shvua and mixas, that only hodah b'mixas ataina, that's mechayeves, shvua is if it's miminatan. So here what we'll say is simple. The yisod haptur is number one. You have a tor shvua on the chitin, meaning kovar b'kol. It's kovar b'kol on mashatana. Mashatana lo hadala. Where does the pasuk fit in if this is the yisod haptur? Pasuk is teaching you that that's in fact the case, that what we're dealing with here, when dealing with two different mine taina, that means that it's not a response to the tviya. We're defining it not as a concession to that initial tviya, but as two separate topics. One, taina skiptin. There, you have a kovar kol. Memela, you're going to be patur mishvua. This is what the pasuk is teaching you. And then you have a separate hoda on tzor. That's a new topic. Mashtona lo hodolo, mashe hodolo gotana. Right? That's the yisod haptur of shvua. Pasuk is teaching you, that's how we view a case of Hodah Shalomi Minataina. Hodah Shalomi Minataina is to be understood as two totally different issues that come before Beis Din. Happens to be they're all mixed together, but the two totally different issues, two totally different DNA Torah. There's a Taina on the Chitin. Regarding that, you have a Kovar Kol, and hence your Patur Mishvua. So one could say, so once you have the Chiddush Torah, that we view this as two different Tainas, and hence Mashatana Lo Hodah Lo, you're going to be Patur Mishvua on Chitin, so then I understand the other implication, which is apparently Masha Hoda Lo Ta'ana. The Hoda is not a response to the initial Tzvira. It's an entirely new topic. It's approaching a new issue. Once that's the case, so then Rabbi Nachman says, obviously you're going to pop it. Then you're not going to be chayav for that, because Hoda, the Lit Tzvira, is not chayav. Maybe they know that's about it. It's a general principle that we have. Right? You guys following? You can thread the needle very simply. Take the third understanding of the Tur Dummy, issue number two. It's the Hodash, because it's unprompted, it's not a response to a Tviya. And the first understanding of the Ptur Shvua, that the reason you're Pater Mishvua Alechitim is because you have two totally different claims that are coming before Beis Din, two totally different Dine Torah that are emerging in front of them. And the Chiddush HaPasuk is that this is true. We view these two different Tainas, two completely different issues coming before Beis Din. On the Chitim, therefore, you are Kofer Bagol and then Pater Mishvua. By the same token, once that's the case, that's how you view it, and therefore you're Pater Mishvua, it follows then on the Hodah side, then it's Belief Tana. It's the other side of the coin. If we're viewing this as two different tainas, so what the pasuk is interested in mostly in telling you is these are two different tainas, and then therefore there's a kofer bagol here. But the flip side, following through on the other end, so what's the hodah doing? That's a separate hodah. That's an unprompted hodah. That's a hodah miatzma. So now we open up simin pei aleph. It happens to be the shulchan aruch pasuk this way, but shach did, right? Simin pei aleph in the shach, right? That the hodah miatzma belit via is a mechayev, is a hodah baldi. So they're bringing up reading Masor. Now, it happens to be true. If I knew that, I wouldn't have needed the pasuk in the first place. But we don't know that. The only reason you're pater midin hodas baldin is because, as the answer is a perfluity, because the Torah tells us that you're two different times. So you couldn't have done without it. So that, I think, makes a lot of sense. And here I'll note a couple of things. First of all, it is true that basically what I'm suggesting is that the question to the answer of superfluity, why do you even need the pasuk with Yerubanan? Essentially requires adopting the third approach. But I think that that's neither arbitrary, nor does it mean that we're leaving anything unresolved for the other views. And the reason I say that is because, if you recall, the question we're answering is issue number four, right? Why is it not superfluous? So as it says in your handy sheets, right? That's only a question according to the first opinion regarding issue number three. I think the Deya Tosos, in the initial stage of Tosos, is right, where they thought it is impossible to say you're putting me mas orim, but it's still shayach to be chayv shvua on the chitim. Right? The question was, if that's true, then why is it not superfluous to have a pasuk to tell you that you're putting on the shvua? But if you remember, what we finished off with last year was that opinion itself, day number one in Tosos, that if it's indeed true that you're putting me mas orim, can't be chayv for the shvua on the chitim. What we suggested at the time, if you remember, was you really seem to be assuming approach number three regarding the Tur Dami, the Rama Ravid Shach approach. Because if you look, take a look at right on the sheet, that the argument of Tosos was, and I have the lashon here, if you're putting me the Me'asa Orim, like Rav Avinasan, so then in Kan Hodah Klal, there's no real Hodah. And then how could you have a Chi of Shvuah Mishum Hodah B'Mixas? So if you remember, when we argued was that really requires you to take the third approach regarding the issue of the Tur Dami. That the reason why you put there, because it's not a good Hadas Valid. Because if you think that it is a good Hadas Valid, then if you think number one or two, right, it's a good Hadas Valid, why is Maisa Ormi Govet? Because the Toveya is Mokel, or because Toveya has a competing Hadas Valid. But the Hodah, in and of itself, is a valid Hodah. It's a completely effective Hodah. It just like Aiden would be Mechayev, but if the guy is Mokel, he's Mokel. So too, the Hodah is a good Hadas Valid. And if God's going to be Mokel, he's going to be Mokel. Right? If you set those views, it seems that you'd have to accept on issue number three the second approach of Tosos. Right? Right? What? Yeah, no, there's a second day in Tosos according to which it is indeed possible to say you're Padmin Beis Orim, but still you're Chashu Zunmik. So as we suggested, that would be almost inevitable if you held that, let's say, the reason for the tour on the Orim is just because Mechil. So then you have a good Hodas Balad, and it has a shame Hodah. It's just that you're not going to end up being going to his mokel, but you have yourself hodah. And if you indeed remember, right, we saw the Tosaf Rush makes that explicit, right? Rush says in the second, right, whereas Tosaf just says here in Shandul Kama, Inami Avagat Mitzar Midesa Orin Afar Mangumi Afil Hachi Chashav Lahodah. Maybe it is possible to say you're Pachmi Midesa Orin, but still you're going to be Chashav Lahodah, because it is a hodah. What changed? So the Rush says, what? The only reason you're not Chayav Lahodah is because of Mechil. So you have a Hodah. It's a good Hodah. It has a legal status of Hodah, stature of Hodah. So the basic premise that we're starting out with here itself seems to be already wedded and bound up with the third approach. Right? The whole question that we're dealing with in this context is bound up with the third approach specifically. An answer to the question, which relies upon specifically that third approach, is a full and complete answer, doesn't leave questions unresolved. The question only came up in a context in which we're assuming this third approach anyway. Okay? All right. So that's that first issue. Here, though, it's worth pointing out that it would seem that this proposition was anticipated in a totally separate context. The Tosfos seem to have anticipated the idea that you might say that the two are linked. The reason Rav Ravana's Patras is exactly Mehai Taima is so that Patras Mishfuah, Patras Mesorim. Tosfos anticipate this. They don't explain it, they anticipate it, but they also reject it. They also have a kash against it. It comes up in their context different than our context. We're trying to solve the problem of superfluity. What they're trying to solve is, given that, on their analysis, stage number one, Rabbi Gamliel, turns out, thinks that you are, in fact, chayev v'damim, so then how does Rabbi Bar Nassan even know that Rabbanan don't agree with him on that? How did Rabbi Bar Nassan know that Rabbanan are not supposed to be mesorim? Maybe the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Gamliel. Where did Rabbi Bar Nassan get it? That's what they were bothered by. So in that context, Tosfos then notes that there's a potential answer to that question, which is perhaps Rabbi Bar Nassan figured it out, because on the very basis of the pater mishvua, that would also pater me'adah. Precisely the chorek, the theory that we're suggesting, this is what Tosfos say in Bava Kamma and Lamed Hei, they anticipate this as a potential answer. The chitema de Rabbi Bar Nassan savar, de me'ahai tama de pater abanan shvua, lo havia nami hodah l'schayiv sa'orin. What's that theory there? That's us, right? Or that's exactly meaning they don't explain it, but we explained it, right? The theory is you're taking the third view of Rabbi Bar Nassan and the first view of the Ptur Shvua. So what you have then is a very good linkage, right? The reason you're Ptur Shvua is because Masha Ta'ano Loho Dolo, right? The Chidin that Ta'ano Loho Dolo, so it's covered by coal. So Rabbi Bar Nassan reasons. By the same token, then it must be Masha Hodolo Lo Ta'ano. So then apparently it's Hoda Belitvi, and therefore you're going to be Ptur from Hoda's Baal. Again, Tosfos doesn't say all that, it's our explanation of it. But they said, don't say that. Right now, that would answer their question, by the way. That's just why they bring it up. Is because if that's true, then that would answer their question. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel, indeed, is Mechayiv. Why does Rabbi Nassim think that Rabban Racholik in that? Because Minei Obey. The Ptur Mishua leads you to a Ptur Midimei HaSaorim. So it's not a wonder that Rabbi Gamliel disagrees about the Saorim, right? These things are connected. The reason Rabbi Nassim thinks that you're Ptur Midimei HaSaorim is because of the Rabban are Ptur Mishua. That would also, obviously, all right, as we suggested, answer our question regarding superfluity. However, so let's say this isn't correct. Why not? They have a kasha. What's their kasha? Anybody see this answer? Halesa. Why?
It's
Bava Kamma. Yep, Bava Kamma. Tehar mina dayanin. Anybody want to take a guess? Why they dismiss this premise? Tehar mina b'shuasa dayanin tano chidim v'sa'orim v'havu lo b'achad mehen. Pater. Vasamada the Kuliyama Chai Bidmei Sorim. No, it's a parish was then. Okay. Well, what do they use to prove to reject this idea that you would say that the Ptur Midmei Sorim is dependent, is based on, is an offshoot of the Ptur Mishvua?
Your Chai Bidmei Sorim Mishvua?
Yeah. Who says that? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Right? They say it can't be that once you have a Ptur Shvua. Right? So then, may high time that you're me shvua, then you're then going to potter me mass or can't be that. Because if that were true, how could there be a day? How could Rabbi Chaim Abba ever say what he says? He says, you're potter me shvua, and this is the context. I mean, I quoted this also before, and this is what the context they were bringing up. He says, Tosas, obviously you're going to be chayim in this case, so or pasha, right? And we acknowledge that obvious, that does seem obvious, right? That you're going to be chayim in this case. So therefore, Tosas says, right? Is it the case, you can't make the argument that the way Rabbi Bar Nassan came to his understanding of the din was simply by saying it follows from the Ptur Shvua. Alright, once you're Pater Mishvua, then, for whatever reason, those doesn't explain, but as we suggested, right, you're going to be Pater Midmei HaSaor. That isn't the case, because, after all, at least according to one day, you have a Ptur on the Shvua, and you're Chayav on the Saor. Yeah?
And she gets us back to the original problem of the superfluous Ptur Shvua. Because once...
Indirectly, meaning this would reject then my suggestion. Tosfos here, again, in their context, they're trying to explain how did Rabbi come up with it. I'm not dealing with that issue. How did Rabbi Bar Nassan know? We're dealing with a different question, which is, if you assume what the Tosfos assume in the first stage, that if you have a Ptur Dmei Sorim, it doesn't make sense to then say you're going to be Chayav Shvua, then why do we need the Pasuk to tell us you're Ptur Dmei Shvua if you have Rabbi Bar Nassan who says you're Ptur Dmei Sorim? And the answer we gave was, you only know that you're Ptur Dmei Sorim because of the Ptur Shvua. Right, so that was where it came up in our context. Tosfos is bringing it up in the context to answer the question: how did Rabbi Bar Nassan know that you're Ptur Midmei HaSaorim? I mean, where did he get it from? After all, Rabbi Gamliel clearly doesn't agree with it. He thinks that you obviously are Chayav Midmei HaSaorim, right? So therefore,
it's obviously possible to be mechayiv din Yisorin. So why does Rabbi Bar Nachman assume that in fact the Rabbanan who pater mishvua do indeed pater misor? I mean, is what their Tosfos is anticipating is you might say logically it follows. Once you know that you're pater mishvua, you'll then be pater misor. So the answer, not true, because this Ptur l'Rabbanan applies l'das b'chir Rabba in the case of taina lo b'chidim misor v'hodo lo b'sor. And obviously you're going to be chayiv dam in there. You're going to be chayiv dmei asor in there. Follow? Yeah, now if this rejection is good, then we have to come back to the drawing board on our issue about the superfluity problem. It's not the Tosfos' issue that they're dealing with. They happen to raise this premise in a different context, but the important point is they do raise a premise, and they reject it, and they argue not just that it's not true, they say we have a right that it isn't true. So what would we say, right, if we want to defend it? I think we obviously are going to want to say what? No, he's using it to say that you don't have an answer to my problem. Yeah. I don't think so, because the same premise, albeit being used for different purposes, I think it does answer both points. I mean, it both explains how Rabbi knows it and also explains why you couldn't have done without it for sure. Those are both true. If the point is true, which is that the Tur Dam Mansorim is based on the Tur Mishvua. But they say, but that isn't true, though, that it is based on it, because if you say that it follows from the Tur Shua, it doesn't actually follow. Yeah? So I think what we're clearly going to want to say is that that's only Shidduch Shebichir Rabba. The Cholek there, Shmuel, so he doesn't just simply disagree with regard to that particular case, whether there's a Tur Shua, right? What he disagrees with is the very possibility of having a Tur Shua Afitin in a context in which you're Bichayev for Sower. It's not just that he disagrees about the din in that particular case. There's a cloud point he disagrees with. He doesn't think it's possible that you have a Tur Shua but then not a Tur Sowerim, precisely because he thinks, right, that the Tur Shua leads you to a Tur Sower. Right, Tosfos is asking this question, but it's only that Shita that says that. This is the other Shita. And you could say, well, maybe that other Shita only disagrees about the particular case, about whether or not there happens to be a Tur Shua here. About in the case of Tanakh Pidim Mosul, but not about the principle that they're detachable, that it doesn't follow from the Tur Shua. Maybe they don't disagree with that, they just don't think this is that case. But what we would suggest is no, they actually disagree with the principle. And I think that this interpretation of Machlokes Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Shmuel, that they divide on that question of whether you can get from a Tur Shvua to a Tur Midmas Arv. I think it isn't simply an ad hoc insertion of a proposition, right, that Shmuel disagrees about that issue too, about the principle, that we're just invoking sort of a sheer self-defense to try to rescue this proposition from the Kasha Tosos and enable the proposition to survive so it can answer our question too. It's not just that. I think upon reflection, given our analysis, this answer of the Tosfos Kasha really emerges naturally, just considering the issue itself. Recall, when we discussed the Ptur, right, issue number one, the Ptur Shvua, right, we said there were these two possibilities. It's either it's Bidin Kovra Kol, or it's Bidin Ahodah B'Misa Tanya She'e Mechayez. Only Mechayez Shvua. I'm not sure. Right, it's only Mechayez Shvua if it's Bimina Tanya. Those are the two possibilities. Now, if you recall, what we had suggested was that one afmina that potentially could be the issue of Tana Lo B'chidim Misa Ormah Zolbechemim. And particularly what we said was that it's very highly difficult to see how the opinion of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba would work if you thought that the Yisod HaPur Mishvua was Rishuk Kov Bar Kol. Because in this case, the guy is Tana Lo B'chidim Misa Ormah and he says only Misa Ormah. So is that not being modu in mitzvah ta'anasa? Is it really true that you're kovar b'kol b'ta'anasa? Right? We said you don't have to say that. You have to say they're just originally sort of two different times being presented together. But they're really... Right? That's a difficult thing to say. It's very hard to see this as being kovar b'kol on the taina of the original... Sorry. If the whole basis for the tour of taina l'b'chidim v'olah b'sarim is that on the time that they presented, you were just kovar b'kol, and that's plausible, right? But in the case of time of the Chidim Sa'orim, it isn't really that plausible to say that when I only say Sa'orim, I'm just saying kovar b'kol to what he said. So if the Yisod HaPtur and Yishuv Kovar B'kol suggested, it's almost impossible to see how you could possibly think that the Ptur applies in this case. Whereas we suggested, right, if it's din mitsuyim but each was in the mitzvahs, right, the hodah mitzvahs to the taina is only mechayev as a shvua if it's the min hataina. Again, understand what we suggested was this sheet of Rabbi Bravo is suggesting is that what that means is the min hataina means that we don't disagree about what's holy, but meaning dvarim that are holy. We both agree about this. Only question is the value, right? So then you'll say, okay, so this is a hodah mitzvah taina, which is not mechayev because there is no agreement about the things which are open. It is obviously a hodah that makes us a tanya. It's just that it isn't makayev as a shvua because that's the din of a hodah shomer a tanya. Right? Approach number two in Torah. So now, given that, it then makes perfect sense to say that that's precisely where Shmuel disagrees. Meaning, Shmuel, who holds, panel the chidim himself, but on the other hand, is chayev, simple way to explain him, not the only way, but one simple way is, he precisely disagrees about that point. He thinks that it isn't true that the yisod of the shvua here is a, just a din that you need to have a hodah mitzvah of a certain kind. No, he thinks the yisod of the shvua here is your patan mishum kofar b'kol. Kind of l'chidim lo zor, and plus telling you that's not a hodah to the din at all. That's a kofar b'kol. Okay, given that, it obviously is not applicable at all. If the taina was chidim mitzvah, and you were hodah on one of those things, it just doesn't apply. Right, so the machlokes is about whether the p'tur shvua applies there. Is the machlokes about the nature of the p'tur mishvua? If the p'tur is mishum, kovar kol has no possible application in the case of taina shkitim or modal devin. It's just that's not kovar kol. Whereas what the Rabbi Bravo is saying is it is a mishum kovar kol. It's din behodas machayevis shvua. It makes sense, I think, clearly, obviously, to then say, okay, so then on that machlokes will hinge the question that we're trying to explain now. Of whether you can say that the reason you're going to pass Yeshua itself tells you you're not going to chayev on the hodah even. Because if you think that the reason you're passing Yeshua is because on the chidin that he was towing, I was at Moded, kol b'kol, that's the point. So then that has two implications. You're saying two different tainas, and on the chidin taina, you're kol b'kol. The other side of the point is, and on the hodah sa'orim, there was no taina. Then you can make the argument that we're suggesting. Then it makes sense to say, Mahai Taima, the Patri, Rabbana, Mishvua, Poter, Rabba Parnasa, Mi, Saorim, because there's two different Tainas, and on this one, on the Tainas of the, on the issue of the Saorim, we only have a Hodah without ever having had a Taina. So the Hodah of the Tiyan, Hakim Mechayetis. Right? But if you say, like Rabbi Yechiv Abba must have thought, that the Patur is not Mishuv Kok Barkol, but rather it's a Din Hodah, the Mitzvah, Shein Mechayet, the Shvua, then Echinami, it doesn't make sense to then say, well, for that, that's the reason you'd be Patri in Mitzvah Orim. Why? It's a chiddush regarding what kind of hodah mitzvah is mechayev as a shvua. What implication possibly could that ever have regarding Mitzvah Orim? What do you know from the fact that you're Torah Patri? You know that it's hodah mitzvah shein mechayev as a shvua. It's still hodah mitzvah taina. The hodah is obviously a response to the taina. That was never the problem. That wasn't why you're Patri in shvua. The reason you put your shvua is because the Torah says that that kind of hodah is not mechayev for shvua. Now the question is, but are you mechayev for the hodah? And the answer is, of course you're mechayev for the hodah because it's in response to the tviya. So there's no logical connection then. You couldn't say that it's on the basis of the Torah shvua that you then have an answer to the question of why you put them in Mesor. Right? Our explanation for that is marriage of two points. Approach number one in the Torah shvua, that it's midin. Two different titles, and on the chidim it's kofar b'kol. And understanding number three in Rabba Barnasa, the Furdamim, is because there's no hodas baldin, in as much as it's a volunteer hodas baldin, unprompted, not in response to a tviya. Then you have a good explanation of how these things are connected. Right? But if you disagree with either one of them, you're not going to come to this conclusion. You'll say they're not connected. And clearly, Rabbi Bar Abba disagrees on the first. Rabbi Bar Abba, the way he understood the tour, it couldn't be connected to the tour midas Torah because it doesn't have anything to do with it. Right? It just has to do with the question of what kind of hodah is in the chayev zeshvur. But the Bar Abba, that's based on whether or not it was in response to the tfiyah. Yeah, the case of Tanel Kim Misor Mahodah Bat Man, the hodah zeshvur is in response to the tfiyah. And therefore, it's going to be chayev mishum hodah baldi. But is it going to be mechayev for shvur on the chidim? The answer is, the Torah tells you no, because they disagree about which meaning. So it's not the kind of hodah which mechayev shvua. So lishikasam, of course you can't get from the Torah shvua to a Torah sa'orim. Mehai time of the patri mishvua, patri b'dei sa'orim, because the time of the patri mishvua is completely irrelevant to any reason we patri b'dei sa'orim. But on that issue precisely, Shmuel disagreed. He didn't think the Torah Shmuel applied in that case precisely because his understanding was that it's meaning Kol Bakol, and that's not Kol Bakol, like you said.
It's not based on the Dibisuyim.
Right, it's not based on the Dibisuyim. It's Ishuk Kol Bakol, and it's not Kol Bakol. But on that Shita, it's not just an ad hoc point. That's the understanding which would then provide for the possibility of saying, once you know this Torah Shmuel, you then have a Torah Shmuel. But only if you accept that. Whereas if you disagree with it, like a Bashir Abba must, so then obviously you can disagree with that. So the answer to this question is, Tosos, this is Shlav Echa B'Tosos here. Shlav Echa B'Tosos is assuming that if you have a Tur Migmeis Orim, then you cannot be Mechayev B'Chitim. You can't use the Raya of Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba to disprove anything within this approach. You can't disprove the proposition that we're suggesting. Right, this proposition that you have a basis of Patim Migmeis Orim, once you know the Tur Shuvas Achitim, that's going to be relevant if you hold that it's not going to be called. Clearly, Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba holds that. But that's no Raya, right, for the Shmuel, the other Shita in the Gemara there.
If you hold that scope of a coal, then that proposition wouldn't work.
No, it does work. If you hold that the Pturah is Mishum Kol B'Kol, then it does work. Because okay. Then you could say, again, saying Kol B'Kol means Mash Tana Lo Hodolo, by the same token, Mash Hodolo Lo Tana. And you have a Pturah Mesa Orim, because it's not what does Baldin. Again, third understanding of Rabbah, pronouncement, right? If you don't accept the first approach, that what you have here is Mash Tana Lo Hodolo, Mash Hodolo Lo Tana, you think that, no, you have a Taina and a Hodah, then this doesn't work. That's Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's view, though. Meaning Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba disagrees about the nature of the Ptur, Mishvua. You know, basically what all I'm saying is that in terms of issue number one, issue number two, and indeed, if you accept understanding number two of issue number one, the Ptur Shvua Midin, Dimisuyim Behodah, Mechayev Shvua, it's not possible to say that that has anything to do with why you're part of Midin Zorim, because it's just not relevant. So in Ekinami, that sheet is not going to build on it. And therefore, it's not surprising you find cases where, according to that sheet, you have a Ptur Shavuot, but you're having an Ezor. But if you don't agree with that sheet, then the two things go lockstep. I think that's very convincing. If you agree with sheet number one, then as long as you take the view of Rav, Ravi, or Masha, they lead to one another. Once you know the Ptur Shavuot, it leads to the Ptur Shavuot. So that's the answer to the question. Okay? Okay. So basically, we now just summarize the two dinim together, and ultimately in the end, the shilu between them, the tur shvua on the one hand, and the tur dam on the other, and then the connection between them. Okay, so we'll pick up, I guess, coming in 12 days, I think.